Prologue. The day I stopped existing.
Rain whispered against the high windows of Shinsei Academy. Night settled heavy over the campus, turning glass and steel into dark mirrors. Inside the North Dormitory, 16-year-old Kota Mitomi leaned his forehead to the cold pane and stared at his reflection. Black hair, sharp eyes, the look of someone trying to stay awake long after he should have given up. He was supposed to be studying for tomorrow's exam. Instead, his hollow band flickered with headlines. Another first year missing. No struggle, no traces. Parents say the one who came home isn't their child. The news called it an investigation. Students had another name for it, the clone sickness. Kota had dismissed the rumors until today. His lab partner, Haruto, came to class different. Too still, too polite, eyes dull as glass marbles. When Kota asked if he was okay, Haruto tilted his head with a slow, unnatural click and said,
"Fine. Just studying."
Then he smiled, a smile that didn't belong to him. That smile followed Kota all evening. It gnawed at him while the rain tapped at the window. And when the dorm fell silent, curiosity won. He slipped into the halls after curfew. Lights glowed a faint yellow along the floor, the only light guiding him past empty classrooms and locked labs. His sneakers whispered against the tile. Every step felt like a dare. He followed the unease pulling at his gut until he reached the old alchemy wing, sealed off since the first disappearance. The door should have been locked. It wasn't. The room beyond was drowned in shadow, but in its center hovered a circle of liquid light, rippling as if the air itself were water. And standing before it was Haruto.
"Haruto! Is that you?"
Kota's voice came out thin, almost swallowed by the dark. Haruto turned. That wrong smile spread across his face. And then, another voice. Low, close, yet coming from nowhere.
"You're early."
The air behind Haruto tore open. A figure peeled itself out of him like a reflection stepping out of a mirror. Kota's own face, half-formed, waxy, blank-eyed. Before he could scream, cold hands closed over his mouth and vision. Light, pain, falling. Then nothing, just silence. When sensation returned, the rain was gone. The academy was gone. Everything was gone. Kota floated weightless in an endless white void, no sound but the echo of a single colossal heartbeat. A voice filled that emptiness, vast, ancient, and gentle.
"You died unfairly, little soul. Come and be remade."
A warmth spread through him, strange and alive, as if it were rewriting his very essence. Kota blinked against the brilliance, uncertain, afraid, and yet a flicker of something new stirred in his chest. Somewhere beyond this place, a world awaited. A world of forests older than memory, kingdoms rife with power struggles, monsters that hunted in shadows, and a darkness that threatened all life. And in that world, Kota would not be alone. He would be given a gift unlike any other. Power to create, to shape, to challenge fate itself. But with such power came danger. There would be enemies that no mortal could withstand. Trials that would test not only his strength, but his heart. And there was a shadow lurking even beyond what he could see, waiting for the moment to strike. Kota clenched his fists, a mix of fear and determination coiling in his veins.
"Whatever it is, I won't let it take me again."
The brilliance surged, swallowing everything. And with that, Kota's journey was about to begin. A journey that would forge him into something far greater than he had ever imagined, yet place him squarely in the path of unimaginable danger.